are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by Lee Real Estate and Audiology Associates. And joining me this morning here in the studio, we've got Vern Thorson, we've got Darby Nutter, and Tim Hughes, all part of the brain trust behind the 4th of July parade in Fort Pierre, which is going to be here pretty quick, isn't it?
It's coming up quick. We want to welcome everybody out for the 4th. I think this is one of the first times we're at the radio this early, so we're ahead of the game a little bit. And I got Darby Nutter here with me and Tim Hughes. I think I'll let Darby kick off with the horses, and then Tim can talk about times, and I'll finish up on some of our rules.
Sounds good.
Well, first of all, we'd like to congratulate our partner here, Vern Thorson. He's been named the parade marshal for this year's parade, and Vern's been with the city for over 24 years, and he's headed this parade up for so long. I guess it's about time we let him ride instead of work him to death like we usually do.
Give him a little bit of a break for this go-round.
Well, he'll still have to do his share. We'll give him a couple minutes off to ride.
But anyway,
I just want to make sure everybody's thinking about bringing their horses in to carry flags. And even if you don't carry a flag, come on in, because horses and our history here in South Dakota is real important, and shows the color of all these flags, all these states that we represent, and we need flag carriers. So if you can get a hold of me, my phone number is 605-319-6071. So if you want to carry a flag, we'd sure appreciate it if you give us a call and come on in and help us out.
Yeah, what a great addition and a great tradition, too, for the parade.
Absolutely. Horses and parades are just hand in hand, and this is one of the biggest parades in South Dakota. So
that's right.
People come from a long ways just to watch us, and the horses are very colorful.
And we got the 50-state flags to cover all the states, and once you get them mounted on the horses, it's really something to see, and we need everybody in town.
Absolutely.
So, come on out.
Yeah, plan on bringing them out. Tim, tell us a little bit more.
Well, another year's come and gone, and not much has changed over there. We're going to start lining up at 8 a.m. again. Try to get everybody in there by 9:30. Entry will be the same place as usual. I'm going to try and kick the parade off by 10 o'clock. But we haven't got everything mowed over there yet. It's staying soggy in the bottom, so we may have to set you up different. So we'd just soon you come see us, so you don't drive into somewhere where we got to pull you out.
Right. That would not be a good way to start the parade.
Short range, yep. We're trying, though, over there. So, and we're going to do the same thing this year. Most patriotic, best South Dakota pride, best horse-drawn, best Fort Pierre pride, and most humorous. And then we're always looking for a nice antique vehicle. So not much has changed over there, but we want everybody to stay safe and give us a little room on the corners so we can come in and out of there.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a great tradition. I know so many folks love to come into Fort Pierre and watch what, the mayor likes to call the best 4th of July parade anywhere, which, you know what, I think that's hard to disagree with.
It is, yep. Well, I'm going to wrap up and let Vern tell you what he needs, what he knows, and go from there.
All right, Vern. So what have you got for us?
Well, I just got some things on the rules, and rules are pretty much the same. Everybody's done it long enough. We kind of know how to go, but just have respect to the people that you're shooting squirt guns to. Leave the electronic people alone. Don't shoot grandma and the little baby unless she's got a soaker hose, and she probably got shot last year.
Right. ready for this go around.
Yeah. But no, everybody just be safe, and we want you to come out and have a lot of fun. We'll line up the horses and the flags and the legion. We'll have the parade marshal, the dignitaries, the wagons and the horses, and the fire department, and then we have the regular lineup. And we have a lot of people besides just Tim and Darby and I here that really help put this on and pull everything together. We appreciate everything they do. All the business that come out just make this great. And I think this year you got Saturday and Sunday, you got a little more time to work on floats. We got time to ride them horses and get them to town. And so with Monday being a holiday, it's a great time. I'd like everybody to come out. We appreciate all the people that let us use their land to cross through the state for the permits. And it's just become a great event with a lot of floats, and it's just wonderful to see all the kids and the parents out to come enjoy the day. And I think this year we need to show our independence and come on out. So that's all I got.
All right. Yeah, it's a great parade, whether you take part in it or come out and watch it. Encourage folks to do either or, and just have a great time, because that's what the 4th of July parade is all about in Fort Pierre. It just seems like it continues to get a little bit bigger, and everybody enjoys it, each and every year. So
we have more fun every year.
That's right, and that's what we appreciate. Thank you so much for coming in and putting this together, and enjoy being the marshal there, Vern.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, guys. There's Vern Thorson, Darby Nutter, and Tim Hughes joining us this morning as we get closer to the 4th of July parade. It is such great fun over in Fort Pierre. We hope to see you there. The Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood was brought to you by the folks at Lee Real Estate and Audiology Associates.